This is KKRN, Bella Vista, in Round Mountain, at 88.5 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Only but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, unbuckle your spurs, and join me in a good cup of cowboy coffee and some of the best Western music ever recorded from the days of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
Yippee-yi-yay!
Old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw.
Yippee-yi-yay!
A ghost herd in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hoofs were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and heard their mournful cry.
Yippee-yi-yay!
Yippee-yi-yay!
Yippee-yi-yo!
Yippee-yi-yo!
Ghost riders in the sky.
Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet. They've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire, as they ride on, hear 'em cry.
Yippee-yi-yay!
Yippee-yi-yo!
Yippee-yi-yo!
Ghost riders in the sky. As the riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell a-riding on a range, then cowboy, change your way today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch that devil's herd across these endless skies.
Yippee-yi-yay!
Riders in the sky.
Yippee-yi-yay!
Yippee-yi-yay!
Yippee-yi-yo!
Yippee-yi-yo!
Ghost riders in the sky.
But happy, rich but I'm broke, and the good Lord knows the reason. I'm just a cowpoke. From Cheyenne to Douglas, all the ranges I know, cause I drift with the wind, no one
one cares where I go. I ain't got a dime in these old wore-out jeans, so I'll stop eating steak and go back to beans. I'll pick up a tin spot in Prescott, I know, or riding the Bronx in the big rodeo. Some evening in springtime, a filly I'll find, and I might spend all the summer with her on my mind. But I'll never be branded and never be broke. I'm a carefree ranger riding, drifting cowboy.
Fading trails of long, long ago, and sparks of hoofbeats glitter in the shadows as they go. Out across the backlands where the dust has laid so long, you'll see them loping through the night and hear their riding song. Are long and many since they rode down into town. It's now just weeds and wormy boards and shacks all tumbled down. Where once they stood up to the bar and pretty girls discussed, they now hear ghostly laughter through a veil of heavy dust. And boots and saddles are all moldy as they ride. Their faces grim and silent, cause for them all time has died. Out there with the night wind, they ride on through the dust, and guns a swinging at their sides have crumbled into rust. See them in the history books or in a cloudy sky. Their fame will live forever and their ghosts will never die. Out there with the night wind, they ride because they must, though deep down in some lonely grave they've long since turned to dust.
Three compositions by Stan Jones, the great Western songwriter. We just heard Johnny Western with Rollin' Dust. Eddie Arnold sang Cowpoke, and Gene Autry sang Riders in the Sky, a cowboy legend. Now we'd like to do a set of songs about Western mules. We hope you'll enjoy the songs about this sometimes underappreciated animal. But he's not really underappreciated in the West. They count on him on ranches and farms for a lot of things.
You know, they take mules down into the Grand Canyon. Why? Because they're sure-footed. They're good pack animals in the mountains and good to ride. Festus had a mule on Gunsmoke. And we've got other tales about mules that are expressed in songs. We're going to start off with Robert Wagner and I'll Take a Mule. Then we'll hear Pat Brady, introduced by the man who wrote the song he's going to sing, Bob Nolan. But first, here's Robert Wagner with I'll Take a Mule.
Oh, listen, and I'll tell you what the mule he means to me. Ain't your friend until the end, but ornery as can be. He'll work from dawn till sundown, no one would ever doubt. He'll pack a load down any road, you'll never wear him out. And when I'm on the back of a molly or a jack, I'm a happy doggone fool. A cowboy needs a horse, of course, but I'll take a mule. Hook 'em to a wagon tongue or to a turning plow, or like a fancy cutting horse, he'll really turn a cow. He'll run a race in record time of flying round the rail, and bring a price to top 'em all, a selling at the sale. And when I'm on the back of a molly or a jack, I'm a happy doggone fool. A cowboy needs a horse, of course, but I'll take a mule. A packing back into the hills or over mountains high, a mule can carry half his weight and never bat an eye. He's smart and he's sure-footed, there's a fact you can't ignore. He'll give you all he's got to give, and then he'll give some more. And when I'm on the back of a molly or jack, I'm a happy doggone fool. A cowboy needs a horse, of course, but I'll take a mule. I don't know what it is that makes me love him like I do. He sure as heck ain't handsome, and he's tough and stubborn too. He's got a personality no honest hand denies. A kick you'll sure remember and two pretty big brown eyes. So when I'm on the back of a molly or a jack, I'm a happy doggone fool. A cowboy needs a horse, of course, but I'll take a mule.
I do. This is Bob Nolan and all the Sons of the Pioneers. You know, some people may think that mules don't have much sense, but Pat Brady says some mighty nice things about mules. That's as it should be, though, because the mules say some mighty nice things about Pat Brady.
Is that so?
Yes. Oh, well,
sure, glad to
way up high in the mountains, in the kingdom of the pines, I live with the best old pal I know, this old white mule of mine. When they have a dance in the valley, I quit my job at the still. I climb aboard the old white mule, go riding down the hill. Oh, his back caved in and he's mighty thin, but his legs are strong and fine. So I sing a song as he carries me along, this old white mule of mine. Oh, the other night we quarreled, and I called him a nasty name. So he kicked me down the mountainside, but I loved him just the same. The judgment day is a-coming, and the golden stairs are a-climb. I know St. Peter will welcome me on this old white mule of mine. Oh, his back caved in, and he's mighty thin, but his legs are strong and fine. So I sing a song as he carries me along, this old white mule of mine. Gee-haw, ee-haw, haw.
White mule on the hoof and not in the jet. That mule is almost as wild as the Western burro.
And just as dangerous, Bob.
Say,
Bob, what's the story on those wild Western burros? Are they really wild?
Wilder than a deer and antelope, Lloyd. You see, back in the days of 49 and even before that, the prospectors' burros sometimes got loose and headed for the hills. There they found other loose burros and formed a wild pack. And now, after 100 years or so, the descendants of those original tame burros are completely wild.
Well, are there many of them, Bob?
Hundreds and hundreds of them, Lloyd. Particularly in the mountains along the Colorado River, where California and Arizona and Nevada come together.
Do you think I could ride one, Bob?
Pat, you couldn't even catch one. Those wild burros have a keen sense of smell and hearing, and they'll see you before you see them. Anyway, they're protected by state law. As a reminder, the days of 49 are sort of a symbol of the Old West.
Oh, a sort of a monument, huh, Bob?
That's right, Pat, a monument. A monument with dynamite in its heels.
Old mule, old mule, I say, grab that old mule by the tail before he runs away. Whoa, mule, whoa, mule, I say, grab that old mule by the tail before he runs away.
Listen to me, I'll tell you a tale about a doggone mule. He was the darndest bucker and was the darndest fool. I saddled him one morning, went out to war some gold. He kicked the pan right out of my hand and nearly laid me cold.
Whoa, mule, whoa, whoa, mule, I say, grab that old mule by the tail before he runs away. Whoa, mule, whoa, whoa, mule, I say, grab that old mule by the tail before he runs away.
He'd go right up the biggest hill and ride on o'er the top. But now that we are married, he must have lost his brains. He stops at every shady nook and every lover's lane.
Whoa, mule, whoa, whoa, mule, I say, grab that old mule by the tail before he runs away. Whoa, mule, whoa, whoa, mule, I say, grab that old mule by the tail before he runs away.
I took that long-eared critter down to a sale one day. I told them they could have him for any price they'd pay. When I woke up next morning, the first thing I could hear was that old mule a-crying and wagging both his ears.
Whoa, mule, whoa, whoa, mule, I say, grab that old mule by the tail before he runs away. Whoa, mule, whoa, whoa, mule, I say, grab that old mule by the tail before he runs away.
Worked in the syndicate mine since the age of two. Worked in the syndicate mine, straining hard, shoulder and back. Hoof beats echo like a thunderclap, pulling them ore carts up the track. Working in the syndicate mine, yeah, working in the syndicate mine. Every year the same, never see the light of day. Rich in collar and hay, never see the light of day. Straight ahead and neither left or right, candle burning on an iron spike. Through the glitter in a rock dust night, working in the syndicate mine. Yeah, working in the syndicate. Mine. Oh, pulling through the darkness, where the drifts run endlessly. Oh, pulling through the darkness, better than you and me. At the bottom of the world, his coat was white as snow. He worked in the syndicate mine. All he'd ever know was working in the syndicate mine. Hear the gang boss holler and rage. Can't remember the smell of sage. Pulling out out or to the hoisting cage, working in the syndicate mine. Hey, working in the syndicate mine. Oh, pulling through the darkness, where the drifts run endlessly. Oh, pulling through the darkness. Better than you, than me. At the bottom of the world, old Blackjack was a mule. Worked in the syndicate mine since the age of two. Worked in the syndicate mine, straining hard, shoulder and back. Hoof beats echo like a thunder clap. Pulling them ore carts up the track. Working in the syndicate mine. Hey, working in the syndicate mine. I'm working in the syndicate mine. Hey!
Dave Stamey with Blackjack Was a Mule. And before Dave, we heard from Al Clauser and his Oklahoma Outlaws with Whoa Mule Whoa. That wraps up our set of music about Western mules. We hope you enjoyed that. And now we're going to switch gears, and we've got something else I think you're going to enjoy. It's a little set of music from the Western swing genre, illustrating different styles of Western swing. Now, we've done this before, but when we did, we played different songs and different styles. So I hope you're going to like this one. We're going to kick it off with Hank Penny and Sweet Talkin' Mama. And we'll switch gears when Hank finishes and listen to Kenny Roberts with There's a Bluebird on My Windowsill.
This and you told me that, but you was just talking through your hat. I'm getting tired of you sweet talking me. Oh, you told me that your love was true and you had me believing you. I'm getting tired of you sweet talking me. I'm glad you're gone, yes sir, cause things turned out just fine. Now every little gal that I see, I say, why don't you come up to see me sometime? I can get more gals and you can get friends. If I can't, then that's the end. I'm getting tired of you sweet talking me. But you was just talking through your hat. I'm getting tired of you sweet talking me. Now you told me that your love was true and you had me believing you. I'm getting tired of you sweet talking me. I'm glad you're gone, yes sir, cause things turned out just fine. Now every little gal that I see, I say, why don't you come up to see me sometime? I can get more gals and you can get friends. If I can't, then that's the end. I'm getting tired of you sweet talking me. So tired of you sweet talking me.
There's a bluebird on your windowsill. There's a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts your heart can fill, near enough to make you cry. With every tear you've washed away all the things you've kept inside. You count your joys this lovely day and you wonder why you cry. There's a bluebird on your windowsill. There's a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts your heart to fill, near enough to make you cry. And if perchance your heart grows sad, you still can smile again. With every tear you've ever had comes the sunshine after rain. There's a bluebird on your windowsill. There's a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts your heart to fill, near enough to make you cry. The rainy days may come and go, but the clouds soon roll away. Everything will come if you wish it so, as an answer when you pray. There's a bluebird on your windowsill. There's a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts your heart to fill, near enough to make you cry.
The great yodeler Kenny Roberts with There's a Bluebird on My Windowsill. And that gives us a little example of the Texas Shuffle Beat from Kenny Roberts. Now we're going to stay down in Texas and listen to Bill Boyd and his Cowboy Ramblers with a vocal by Art Davis from 1935. Bill Boyd and Art Davis later on joined up with Lee Powell, who was the Silver Screen's first Lone Ranger, to film a series of trio westerns, and they added some music. Bill Boyd and Art Davis sang in that series, but the series was not terribly successful. It only ran for a year or two, but their music was really successful. They had a fine western swing organization, and right now we're going to hear from that organization with I Can't Tame Wild Women, with Art Davis doing the vocal. Bill Boyd and his Cowboy Ramblers featuring Art Davis from 1935, and I Can't Tame Wild Women. Well, now we're going to go back to the Texas Shuffle beat and listen to George Morgan with I'm in Love Again. And we'll follow that with Tex Williams and the Williams Rag. And after Tex, we'll hear from Rex Allen, with a beautiful slow Western swing tune. It doesn't feature twin fiddles, it features a whole string section. It's a ballad called In My Own Peculiar Way. But first, let's hear from George Morgan.
Not so long ago, I had my poor heart broken. I said, crazy heart, see what a fool you've been. Now I've met you, and although we've barely spoken, I hear wedding bells, and I'm in love again. I'm in love again, and wedding bells are ringing. I'm so happy, I'm afraid this dream might end. Live each day as though the last, my heart keeps singing. I hear wedding bells and I'm in love again. I was sure my world had ended, and I couldn't even speak to our friends. Now then, just as my poor heart is getting mended, I hear wedding bells and I'm in love again. I'm in love again, and wedding bells are ringing. I'm so happy, I'm afraid this dream might end. Live each day as though the last, my heart keeps singing. I hear wedding bells and I'm in love again. I hear wedding bells and I'm in love again.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a comfort to know you never doubt me, even though I give you cause most every day. Sometimes I think that you'd be better off without me. Although I love you in my own peculiar way, don't doubt my love if sometimes my mind should wander to a suddenly remembered yesterday. My thoughts could never stay too long away from you, because I love you in my own peculiar way. Though I may not always be the way you'd have me be, though my faults may grow in number day by day, let no one ever say I've ever been untrue. I'll always love you in my own peculiar way.
Autry with his 1961-62 recording. He recorded it around Christmas in 1961, I believe. The session went over between the end of the year 61 and into the first of 1962, and it was Gene Autry's last big commercial recording session. You could probably tell that his voice was showing a little age by then, but that was a good sample of his, or at least his musical director, Carl Kottner's, Western Swing style. So we had quite a variety there in that little set of music illustrating different styles of Western Swing. We hope you found something there that you enjoyed. And now we'd like to travel up to Alaska, starting off with a song by Rex Allen Jr.
Way up north to Alaska we go, north the rush is on. Way up north to Alaska we go, north the rush is on. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the Yukon River and they found the bonanza gold below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of huskies as he mushed on through the snow, where the northern lights are running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska we go, north the rush is on. Way up north to Alaska we go, north the rush is on. George turns to Sam with his gold in his hand. Said, Sam, you're looking at a lonely, lonely man. I'd trade all the gold that's buried in this land for one small band of gold to place on sweet little Jenny's hand. 'Cause a man needs a woman to love him all the time. And remember, Sam, a true love is so hard to find. I'd build for my Jenny a honeymoon home below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska we go, north the rush is on. Way up north to Alaska we go, north the rush is on. Way up north to Alaska we go, north the rush is on. Way up north to Alaska we go, north the rush is on.
Pokaloonie Bill was a Texas man who roamed the northern pole. In cowboy boots and Stetson hat, he searched for the yellow gold. Alaska knew no wilder man when the land was young and raw than Pokaloonie Bill and his wolf breed team a-mushing up the draw. He cussed the snow, then cussed his luck, then cussed the northern lights. In a barroom brawl, he was feared by all, for oh, how he could fight. A preacher once explained to us why Bill was a different kind. When he came here to the last frontier, he left his soul behind.
He left his soul behind. He left his soul behind. When he came here to the last frontier, he left his soul behind.
Pokaloonie Bill had an awful thirst, but once he got his fill, enjoyment halls would empty fast for fear of a getting a kill. With hemlock fist, he'd beat his chest with a yell that'd curl your hair. He'd make sawdust and kindling wood of the bars and all the chairs. Till he'd tire out, we'd scurry about from one place to the next. When he'd leave town, we'd gather around to repair what Bill had wrecked. With muttering breath, we'd wish his death and pray for Father Time to rid us of that battering ram who left his soul behind.
He left his soul behind. To the last frontier, he left his soul behind.
Pokaloonie Bill was a leaving town, his wild team owned the load, and he drove them hard with his only whip, a long yellow rope. He rode his sleigh like a drunken king, sprawled in a rocking chair, when all at once in the trail he saw the devil standing there. His black coat shone with an eerie glow, his eyes were fiery bright. With a fiendish laugh he roared at Bill, "I've come for you tonight." With a shaky hand Bill coiled his rope, "I reckon it ain't my time. I ride alone, my soul is gone, I left it far behind."
He left his soul behind. Came here to the last
frontier,
he left his soul behind.
Pocolody Bill, a Texas man, was deadly with a rope, and the devil howled as he felt that loop grow tight about his throat. "I'll brand and dehorn you," Bill yelled as he knocked old Satan down. Then he built a fire for his branding irons for heading back to town. We heard Bill yelling in the street, "Come see who I brought in." His torn and tattered clothes revealed Bill's torn and tattered skin. The devil fought me for my soul, but I whipped him fair and square. But what we saw tied to his sleigh was a branded grizzly bear.
He left his soul behind, he left his soul behind. When he came here to the last frontier, he left his soul behind.
Pocolody Bill left his soul behind up in Alaska. That was Stuart Hamblin singing a song he wrote about the great state of Alaska. And we opened this set of music about Alaska with Rex Allen Jr. singing his recording of North to Alaska. A little earlier in the show, we did a set of music about mules, but a cowboy needs a horse. So let's close today's show with a couple of songs about horses. Starting off with Rex Allen and his tribute to a horse named Droop Ears.
I've been sort of thinking back on some horses that I've known, some good ones and some bad ones and some I wouldn't own. For you know a cowboy is sure a total loss unless he's got a partner in a good and honest horse. But whilst I'm remembering, one horse sticks in my mind. He was just the best old cow horse a man could hope to find. He sure had the savvy, always knew just what to do to help you get your job done, and he'd stick and see you through. Now I call the old horse Droop Ears, 'cause that's the way they was. They hung down on the angle like an old work mule's ear does. He didn't have much confirmation, I'll admit to that, but when you jerked your saddle, a gutted snowbird had looked fat. He had a sort of ewe neck that didn't bother none, and he got you to your stall when there was roping to get done. He was just a little goose-rumped and a bit cow-hawked behind. And I had him in my string a spell before I knew one eye was blind. What happened to that one eye, I'm sure I never knew. But he could see more cattle than most horses could with two. And he could find more clicks and more brushed up cows and steers, and had a way of telling you with them two big and droopy ears. When working in rough country where a slip would mean a fall, you could put your mind at ease and not worry none at all. Just give old Droop Ears plenty of head if you got into a tight. Let him use his savvy, you'd come out all right. I've tied on the mossbacks where the going was real rough, and this old hoss would shake his ears and make them run their bluff. He knew when to step aside and when to give them slack. Always acted sort of pleased to see a wild one on his back. Now when you turned him out, you didn't have to worry where he'd go. He always hung around real close. It's like he seemed to know that a cowboy's no darn good afoot. There might be work to do. He'd best be there to help you and see that you got through. Well, they say there's a heaven where all good horses go to rest. I'll bet you there's one old horse up there that's running with the rest. And if I know old Droop Ears, he'll be somewhere in the lead, searching for the water holes in the grass that the rest might need. Like I said, he weren't the best made horse, as far as looks might go, and he wouldn't win no prizes in any livestock show. But where he missed on having looks, he made up by being smart. And I ain't denying old Droop Ears, for I know he was all heart. Now I've come to this conclusion, that looks can sometimes hide a true and honest greatness that's buried deep inside. And this horse taught me a lesson I've remembered all these years, that a lot of brains can settle between a pair of old Droop Ears.
Sons of the Pioneers from 1962 with Old Faithful. And Rex Allen gave us his narration about an old faithful horse named Old Droop Ears. We hope you'll join us on Facebook when you get a chance. That's where we let you know what's coming up on the show for the next edition. And it's probably the easiest way you can get in touch with us. Let us know what you think about the show, what you'd like to hear, and what you've enjoyed and what you don't like. We don't want to play stuff you don't like. So let us hear from you on Facebook. Just go to the Western Music Time Facebook page and share it, like it, and write to us. We'd love to hear from you.
Well, friends, that's about all the time we have for today. That old clock on the wall just won't keep still. I hope you've enjoyed our little visit. I sure have. and I hope you'll join us again next week for Western Music Time. In the meantime, this is O.J. Sykes saying thanks for listening, and I'll see you down the trail.
Here on the range I belong.